episode. You can cut it out. Rachel can cut it out.
She's gonna leave it in. She's gonna leave it in.
I left it in.
We are back. I'm Javonda.
I'm Ashley.
And this has been your morning report. Psych. How are you?
So good. How are you?
That seems so fake.
I mean, you know, thriving.
I mean, you're doing puzzles now. That's kind of exciting, at least in my opinion.
I mean, we're trying something new.
I feel like that's fun. It works your mind. Is that why you didn't answer my Snapchat and almost had our streak taken away?
No, I'm just trash.
I was real offended. I was like, our streak, it's going to go away. I was very devastated. I was like, I'm just going to keep sending her stuff and it resets the streak.
I'm just garbage.
Ugh. So how was your weekend? How was Delaware? I'm just saying, y'all really missed out on a great time.
We weren't even in Delaware. We were in, like, Cecil County or something.
Oh, so you're still in Maryland.
Yeah.
Well, you missed out on a great time. Let me just tell you.
It looked really good. It looked bomb.
Let me just tell you. I got to hang out with my kid while three grown-ass men cooked, prepped, and made everything. It was lovely.
It was
lovely.
And Kevin wants one of those.
The Blackstone. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it was.
No.
It was so cute. So Jake was like, thanks for coming over, guys. So it was something like, you know, they're leaving. And they're like, thanks for letting us use the black. They were so excited. Like, it was so cute.
Yeah, he really wants one now.
They were pumped. I was. And then Kevin was saying he's going to come over early for our cookout. Yeah, and make like his salsa and get fresh ingredients. And, you know, Eric's going to be doing it was really cute. Like, Jake had the baby and his baby wearer, and they were all three out there with the baby, like, cooking. I was just minding my business, but then I was hungry, obviously, you know, and they brought the steaks in first, and then they started making the burgers, and Jake was like, make sure you grab the biggest steak. Let me tell you something. I was so hungry, I just grabbed the first one, and I ate it, and Eric was being all cute and, like, plating the steaks and putting his blue cheese butter on it and all, and he's like, are we missing a steak? And I was like, oh yeah, I already ate that. I was like, that's gone. I was hungry. Like, I needed to plenish my supplies, but it was, that steak was so good. And that I still have that butter. I don't know what I'm using it on. I think I'm going to put it on my avocado toast tomorrow. It was really good. Which also, now I understand why you randomly texted me last week and were like, do you like blue cheese? And then just never answered me again.
Because Eric was over.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, and then he was talking about that blue cheese butter that he was going to make. And I was like, and then he asked if you like blue cheese. And I was like, I think so, but.
Yeah. I mean, this butter is good. Like, I don't have many things I need to put it on, but I feel like I'm going to put, when I tell you, because.
I can use it for eggs.
So they had to like prime it and everything and do all this stuff, so it like took a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry, a hungry girl, so I ate so much after they made it that like when me and the baby were going to bed, I felt sick. I was like, I ate too much. Like, it was, I was like, I overdid it. I was like, especially because I put a shit ton of that butter on my burger.
Oh yeah, I bet you that shit was so good though.
It was really good, but it fucked me up. I was like, I think I'm dying. Like, I ate too much. It was a lot, but it was very, very good. Like,
Well,
I'm gonna put that on my thing tomorrow.
I got a flat tire today.
And tell everyone who you had come get your flat tire, even though they're in a whole leg brace.
Oh my god, it's not, it's literally fine. Like, what else am I supposed to do?
Be a strong, independent woman and change your tire?
Not a strong, independent woman. That is a man's job. I'm not doing that. But anyway, so I'm driving, going to my destination, and then literally I'm a minute away on my GPS, and then I felt a little something weird as I was driving, but it wasn't like anything crazy. I just like, it felt weird as I was driving, but I didn't know what it was, so like, I don't know, I just kept going because I'm not going to stop in the middle of the road. And then down the street, then I knew instantly it was my tire because it started, you know, that flat tire feeling, and then that sound, it's so loud, like, I was like, what the fuck? So literally as soon as I pulled onto the street, luckily there was a corner spot open. So I just like, as soon as I pulled onto the street, I just like parked. And then I saw my low air tire thing just like went off after. It's like, yeah, I know my tire's flat now. Now I know. So when Kevin came, he was like putting air in the tire just to see if there was a leak. And there was, it looked like a whole ass nail. Like it looked like there was, I guess the nail had came out and there was like this hole. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I didn't even know if I had a spare tire to begin with, which I did, but this was a spare tire that I had used when I was coming back from LA. And I had driven on that spare tire for like 180 miles already. And he's like, oh, it should be fine. Like, just get us a house and we can just like get a used one or something. Or no, because the tire I had could be replaced. Like, it just needed like a patch kit. But luckily he had it in his car and he didn't realize it, the patch kit. So he just fixed it and my tire is back on. But one of the lug nuts broke. So now I only have three. I have to go get that shit replaced.
So like, all had this a very eventful Monday.
Yeah. And he's like, it's probably going to be really expensive to get fixed. I'm just like, I just can't afford it. I mean, I have to. I don't know where the, I don't know. I'm stressed out. You know, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
I mean, ain't that the truth though, for real? Like, I feel like it's always suddenly something happens and then you're like, what the fuck? Why did that just happen?
Serious fucking Lee.
Oh, I just realized I took my rings off before my shower and my rings are on the baby's dresser. I need to grab them.
The baby's dresser.
I always sit them there because I end up like, at night, we lotion him up and all. And so I always end up taking them off right there. And it's an easy spot for me to remember, like, hey, they're there. Actually, I have to go check my fucking closet because my con artist of a fucking cat ran in my closet this morning and got locked in there and was in there until Jake came home.
Oh, my God. I literally did that to the cat the other day. I didn't even realize it. And I was gone for, like, a good 5 hours. She went into the closet and was, yeah, straight up locked in there. And it's like, bitch.
I did that. COVID was in there for 8 hours. Like, I feel bad, but I'm like, bro, you ran in there. Like, you knew damn well I was going to close the door, but I have to make sure she didn't, like, because she's older, you know, so I'm like, let me make sure she didn't pee in there or some shit. I'd be mad as hell. And you know how you talk shit to your animals? Like, you don't mean it, but, like, you talk shit. So I was talking shit to her, and I was like, if you pee to my closet, I'm taking you to the pound. And Jake's like, don't talk to my girl like that. And I was like, first of all, she's my girl. Like, I had her first. Like, but second of all, I was like, I would never take her to the pound. I said, I will take her to the vet if she's, like, dying, but, like, never to the pound.
Yeah, I think it's just debatable. Depending on who it is.
What, like, taking your pet? I am a firm believer I would not want them to suffer, so I would rather take them and get them put down versus prolonging them suffering.
No, I meant, like, you're like, I, you know how you talk shit to your animals, you don't mean it. It's like, no, sometimes I mean that.
Yeah, but not to Dolores. You only mean it to the boys.
Well, it just depends, you know what I mean?
Oh, you've said it to Dolores before?
I don't think so.
Exactly. Exactly. These poor boys. Poor Alan and Edgar. Why the fuck was I talking about your dogs to my one friend? And she was, Tony. And she was like, is there another one named Poe? And I was like, no, Dolores. And she's like, what?
I say that all the time.
I'm just going to start saying her name's Poe. That's her new nickname is Poe, just to, like, go with it. Because every time I'm like, no, Dolores. And they're like, what? Because I don't know about you, but I talk about your dogs as if they're my dogs sometimes. So, just letting you know.
So, how was your weekend? Did anything cool happen?
Besides the boys cooking for me, which was lovely. And I can't stop saying how. Because they also all cleaned up. As well.
Well, as they should.
Well, as they should, but you know, like, they could have been, no, they cleaned, so I literally had to do no work. I was like, this is a really nice early Mother's Day gift, and then I had my first Mother's Day, ooh. And it was so lovely. Like, I just really wanted a, like, calm day, just our little family, and we got that. We did go over to Chili's because I wanted to go somewhere where I was like, oh, it's probably not gonna be super busy. And at first I was like, oh fuck, because they were doing like this vendor fair in the avenue. So I was like, oh fuck, it's gonna be really busy. But we went in and it was like empty. So it was like perfect.
Sick. I love it when that's empty.
And then the baby fell asleep as I was nursing him and finishing my pasta. And so I was like, I'll just carry him when we go to Barnes & Noble's. Why the fuck? Because you know how the weather was yesterday. The second I opened the door, it's this cold-ass gust of wind woke him right up. And, aww, like, and he's like Jake, where he doesn't like being woken up. So he's like, ugh. But then we went to Barnes & Noble's. It was nice. I got to introduce my kid to my favorite place in the world. Had got two books, which was really good for me. Like, I didn't go crazy. Well, actually, Jake got them for me, but whatever. And then we got Parker a book.
So what did he get?
So it's just a contrast book, but we got one that's Ocean Friends, like the black and white books, because he's really obsessed with like ocean stuff right now. Like, they have this little ocean thing at daycare and he loves it. So I was like, cool, we'll do that. And have that little thing. And then his aunt cousin got him a little play mat that's like fishies that I'm going to put it, like, it's water. So like he can hit on it.
Oh, cute.
So I need to do that. I'm going to put that together. But it was a nice weekend. Like, that's, I really wanted that. Now, my house, a mess. But I was like, you know what? Whatever. It's fine. Like, it was my first Mother's Day weekend. I didn't need to be doing nothing.
No, you're supposed to be just vibing.
And we did vibe. And so I was like, oh, it'll get cleaned at some point. It's fine. It's more so, I have a literally full fucking laundry basket of clean laundry that I need to put away. But now I have a pile next to it of dirty clothes. And I'm like, and
that, dude, same. That's usually, that's the cycle. That is the fucking cycle. That's,
well, I've been doing so much better of like when I do my laundry, putting it away right after. And I didn't, well, to be fair, I did fall down the steps. And so then Jake told me I wasn't allowed to go in the basement or walk on the steps. So that's what happened. But I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, now I need to get it done. And the boys being Jake, got me crumble on.
Oh, I saw.
Saturday. Let me just tell you. First of all, it was all good. It was all good. But that fucking cheesecake, I ate it. Even Eric said, he's like, I looked over and you were devouring it. It was so fucking good. Like, I was like, I gave Jake a baby bite. I was like, I'm not sharing this one. Like, I shared the other ones. Y'all all can have some of the other. But this is mine. It was so fucking good.
Yum. I do need to try it, though.
10 out of 10. If they have it again, get it. Today's lineup is pretty... This week's lineup's not bad. It's a semi-sweet chocolate chunk pistachio gelato, which looks really good. It's like a little pie. French toast that looks like French toast. Digging that.
Ooh, French toast.
Sea salt toffee. Wedding cake and peanut butter cookies and cream. Honestly, I would try the peanut butter cookies and cream.
I tried all of it.
I mean, yeah, I try all of it, but I'm thinking, like, I would try that because normally I don't like anything with peanut butter, but I feel like that could be a nice little taste.
I want crumble. I think I might get some. No, it's too late. Damn, it's late as fuck. What? I wonder what time they close.
I think like 8.
All right. Okay, I have time. I can make it.
I was going to say, you can make it. That's fine. Then in other news, because this is my favorite thing to discuss besides books, is Taylor Swift. So this bitch added the Tortured Poets Department to the Eras Tour. So that's already, like, you're getting another album. Insane. But on top of that, all new outfits for all of the eras except for Reputation, which we think the reason that she's not doing it for Reputation is because, like, the whole thing with Reputation was she was like, there will be no explanation, just Reputation. She didn't do interviews. She didn't do anything during that. So we think it's like she's keeping it exactly the same until she releases Reputation, Taylor's version. But all new outfits. Let me tell you, the Paris crowd won. They won. 4 nights in a row, multiple new outfits. And they're cute as shit. Like, a whole new fucking set. Her little song that's so high school, it's about Travis, she added in cute little details. So, like, Travis does this little, like, twerking dance that's, like, so fucking hilarious. They have that in there. Mm-hmm. They have like this little dance that he does for his touchdowns. There's the swag surfing that like a lot of people in the Chiefs kingdom were doing. That's at, like, there's so many little details that were just so cute. And I have spent so much time. I'm really glad that we're back for the Eras tour and watching TikTok post videos of it. It just makes me very happy.
That's cute. I love that for her.
But someone just posted Taylor's workout routine for her treadmill workout and like was daring them to try it. I don't fucking know how, because she jogs on the treadmill and sings all of her songs as her workout to get her stamina up for like performing for 3 hours. I fucking die. Now, let's also preface, this bitch has a 10-minute song. 10 minutes. I'm singing it in my car and I'm like, all do well.
No, I'm sure she started that way too. She probably built herself up.
Well, she even said it's been a 6-month preparation process for getting ready for the tour.
Yeah, see.
And then she said for fast songs, she a jog and her fast walk. For slow songs, she'll do like a steady pace. Like, I'm like, that's fucking crazy though. Like, if I had a treadmill, I'm not gonna lie, I'd try it.
I don't think I would either.
Oh, you wouldn't? I'm saying I would.
No, I wouldn't. I don't do cardio. I can't. Well, I can't say it. I'm not saying I can't. I just prefer not to.
Well, you also have asthma, so to be fair. Like, that's a good reason. I would understand. But what else did you do? You have a new hobby here for that. How was your work week last week?
I don't want to talk about it.
That's fair. I understand that.
The fucking worst.
I mean, also feel that. Because today was, I typically try not to drink during the week. And I came home and opened a beer and took a shower. Like, it was one of those type of
Mondays. Damn, there you go.
Like, it was a Monday. The Monday was Mondaying, should say. Like,
Oh, you sent to me. Oh, the crumble stuff. Oh, that French toast one looks bomb.
Doesn't it?
I am down for some wedding cake. Honestly, these all sound pretty bomb.
All of them. I was like, I would try every single one of them. Honestly, let me stop talking shit, because every time Crumble comes out with something, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably try that. I don't know. But I haven't seen ones where I'm like, no.
What is pistachio? Is that a nut? Mm-hmm. Is that a peanut?
Yeah, I would. It's not a peanut, but I would say you can't have that one. Because we don't know if you're allergic to pistachio or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would. That's the only one I would say please don't try, because I would not like you to end up in like the hospital.
There's so many things I think I can eat and I really want to try. Oh my god.
Bitch, you're about to have insurance, or you have insurance. Go get an allergy test.
I was literally going to say that. Why were we literally talking about this? We went to the brewery yesterday and we were all talking and I'm like, I should get an allergy test.
For real, though. Because, like, you could possibly not be allergic to almonds, my favorite fucking
thing. I think that I really, that's my theory. I'm pretty fucking sure.
I really think you should, like, you definitely need an allergy test. 100%. Done. It's a good thing to know, too.
There's so many things. It would be good to know.
But that one, I feel like, it's extremely important, just for the fact of, like, you've been living this life for a bit of time, younger than me, but a bit of time, and do not know for sure what your allergy is, and I feel like you should, like, just to be safe.
I mean, I made it this far.
Yeah, see, you probably shouldn't say that, because, like, a lot of times people say that, and then it's like, also, side note, I fucking don't know what we watched when we allegedly watched Walking Dead, but in my rewatch, I feel like it's a whole different show. There are so many things that I forgot, or I was like, did that really happen, or I have the timeline wrong? Like, do you remember the whispers
No. Okay. To be honest, I think I literally only watched that show once, like once through. I never rewatched it.
Did you finish it though? You finished Walking Dead?
I did not. No, I mean, like, I didn't even finish it, but I mean, like, because once it started getting boring, I literally stopped watching it.
Well, there are two different groups. There's the Whisperers and the Wolves. Didn't know that there were two different groups. Had no fucking clue. That had me all fucked up. I don't know what show I was watching, but I apparently was not watching this because I literally every like 20 minutes, I'm like, that really happened?
I wouldn't even remember half of the shit. So it would almost be like watching the show for the first time.
It really would though. And it, like, there's so much that I'm like, oh, I like this.
I keep saying I want to watch it. I really, really should just rewatch it. It's just like, literally once I get to that one season, I just can't.
Which season do you think it was?
I don't remember. It was starting to get, like, so drama, but not, like, fun drama. It was just, like, I remember them being at, like, a prison. And it was, like...
That's season 5.
I don't even remember watching, like, I don't fucking know. I don't remember. It's been so long. I couldn't even be lying.
That's crazy. I mean, I am now in season 7, so...
How many seasons are there?
11.
11. What the fuck? 11? Who would have thunk?
11. And then Fear of the Walking Dead has 8. And then there's 3 side shows. One of them is Rick and Michonne, and it's 6 episodes. And then there's one with Daryl, and then there's one with Maggie. And the one with Daryl and the one with Maggie both have 1 season already.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I think I started rewatching iZombie. I fuck with iZombie.
We were talking about that when Kevin was here because Eric was saying he can't just rewatch shows, and I was like,
oh my god, like, love it.
Kevin was like, we've rewatched How I Met Your Mother, and I was like, and iZombie and Jane the Virgin. He's like, mm-hmm. So it's like, Kevin knows.
It's my shit. Yeah. I love all those things.
But yeah, I mean, I've been really good the last year of, like, not rewatching my tried and true, but I am pretty overdue to rewatch the originals and rewatch Sons of Anarchy. Like, it's a good time.
I don't know if I've ever... I mean, maybe I have seen an episode, but I don't remember any episodes at all.
You've seen a episode of Sons of Anarchy.
I don't even remember shit about it.
Oh, I know. And it's my favorite fucking literally show.
I haven't.
Literally my favorite show. Well, yeah, like, basically one of my favorite shows. Like, I could rewatch it at any point in time and be happy and content. But that's my... I also like to reread books. And that's actually very controversial, apparently, because there's a lot of people who do not like to reread books. And it's like, I love rereading a book. I always have a new perspective, but a lot of people don't.
I mean, I guess it's like when you rewatch a show.
It is, really. Because you get a lot of, like, a different perspective each time.
I have reread books, but it's the same, like, 2 books.
I was going to say, did I give you your book back? I did give you your book back. Never mind.
I need to read that Brittany book, Brittany. I still haven't.
You still haven't?
I still haven't.
Ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just my life. Oh my god. I don't know why I just thought of this. I wanted chips so bad last night. And we don't have any. And I fucking took our corn tortillas, cut them bitches in four, like in four pieces.
Did you make tortillas?
Yeah, and I put it in the toaster oven.
Fuck yeah. Good. That is smart.
And I was like, this ain't, I mean, it took quite a bit to actually make it into a chip, but when it was a chip, it was a chip. I tell you
what. That's exactly what it is, though, basically.
Yeah, but when I tried to, like, put salt on it, it didn't stick like it would if it was, like, fried. Or not fried. Well, yeah, like, you know what I mean. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it was there. It was there.
Deep fryer.
It was there. I do want chips, though. I don't know why I've been, like, super junk food lately.
I mean, I'm always super junk food.
I am junk food. Oh my god, I recently started drinking boba a lot. I didn't realize, I didn't even like those little boba bubble beads, things.
Bubs, whatever.
I don't know what they are, but dude, I remember trying it and I was like, ew, this is disgusting. And then I got it when we were at White Marsh and I'm like, because you know like that little boba place?
Yeah, it's really good. Like,
these aren't bad, but I remember trying them and I hated it, and that's why I never got it.
Well, I think we've talked about this before. As you get older, your palate changes.
We have talked about it, but no, that is that's the truth. Cause now I fuck with it. Damn, now I'm down for some chips and boba.
Just go there.
I mean, I would. You want to go? Should we go?
I'm not going.
Oh my god.
My kid goes to bed in less than a half hour, dude.
That's fine. He can go. You put him to bed and then we'll go.
You know who goes right with him? His mother. I'm out like a light. Sometimes I get wild and stay up till like 8, but that's not.
You're not going to go to bed while the sun is still out.
You really think I haven't gone to bed while the sun's still out?
You're lying. You can sleep while it's light outside? Or do you have, like, face cover?
No, I can sleep when it's light. Ma'am, let me explain something to you.
I have to have a face cover. Like, I put, like, that thing over my eyes.
I used to be that way. Now, I have a whole-ass child that I produce milk for, which makes me exhausted. Like, you are really just tired, that I can go to sleep like that.
Damn.
Like, he'll be laying there looking all cute, cuddly, and sleeping, and I'll be like, I'm gonna read this book, and then I'll be out in a second.
That's crazy.
Like, I've literally fallen asleep so many times just with the sun out and just peaced out. Even when, I mean, the sun might have been down when Eric and Kevin left, but, like, Parker was cuddled up next to me on the couch, and I was sitting there watching Walking Dead, and I could tell, I was like, oh, I'm falling asleep, like, I'm ready to go up. They're like, bye, Javonda. And I'm like, see ya. Like, half awake.
Bye. Honestly, though, I could take a nap when it's daylight outside, but I can't go to bed unless I have my eyes covered. My eyes have to be covered and blinded by the light. I can't. Can't do it.
That's interesting, especially with the fact that, like, you work overnights. I would think you would just be out.
No, the light is, like, more blinding now.
The light is more blunt.
I'm serious. Like, it hurts.
I don't know. I can just be passed out.
Well, I love that for you.
I mean, I love it for me because some days I really do need it. Because I'm also the type of person where I'm like, oh, I'll just try to get all this stuff done. And it's like, no, I need to go to bed.
I am probably going to take a nap. While you're going to bed for the night, I'm going to take a nap.
Get wild.
It's like, if I can just take it at least like a 30-minute nap during the day, I'm good. I need to have a nap.
Nice. I do like naps.
Need a nap. And it's crazy, like... how tired you get as you get older. I never napped. Who fucking napped? I could drink for a week straight.
7 hours straight and be like, let's go.
Can't do that anymore. Like, it's exhausting. Getting old is exhausting. I can't.
I don't think we have a choice.
I mean, you do have a choice.
Why the fuck did I think of you? So, I was watching this video, and this, I don't know if it was his mom or his sister, she was making food, and the kid was like, what if I just, like, committed suicide? Like, said it like that. And you could see her face. She was like, that's an intrusive thought. And, like, she actually explained, like, you know, intrusive thought, whatever. But why did I see someone in the comments? They were like, I'm glad you explained it, because if it was me, I would have been, like, same. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I was like, that is true. Like, I'm too quick to be, like, same.
Oh, my God, I was so quick to saying same.
Like, people would be like, I just want to eat. And I'm like, same.
Literally same. But that's what it is. Like, when I was watching those old videos at my aunt's house, and this was, like, years and years ago, like, when I was, like, a little ass kid, and in the video it was, like, Pop-Pop and Granny and my dad, and it was so funny because my cousin's son, honestly, I don't know how fucking old he is, so I'm just gonna guess and say he's, like, 8 or something, or 10. Which one? Carson?
I think he's probably, like, 9 now.
Okay, so, like, he's old. And it's just so funny because he's like, where are all those people? And I was just real quick, I'm like, they're all dead. And then Aunt Susan was like, Ashley. And I'm like, they fucking are. Like, she's like, but they're not here anymore.
Oh.
Like, they're fucking dead.
I mean, maybe a little more tact, but, like, you're being honest.
I probably didn't say it like, they're all dead. I was probably like, they're all dead. Honesty, you gotta, I mean, that's life, you know? Life is cruel.
But, I mean, it's realistic. I feel like that's a big thing. I was having a conversation with a coworker today about how, like, making sure you talk with family members or whoever you want of, like, what are your wishes if you were to get in an accident? What are your wishes? And I was like, it is really true. Like, it's something people don't like to talk about, but you do need to because you never know.
You don't.
I need to get a will. Like, Jake and I need to get a will. That's something I feel like is really important to me.
I mean, y'all definitely need to get one.
I feel like everyone should, because it's like, in a time of need, like, you don't want that family member to have to be trying to figure out what your wishes would be and, like, struggling. It would just be easier to have it, like, laid out.
I should get one.
You should. Put Who Gets Dolores, Edgar, and Alan. If something happens.
Oh, damn. That's so true. That is so true. Oh, my God. I want chips so bad. Why?
Because chips are yummy. I have chips.
What kind of chips?
I got, like, a box last week for my, like, to go with my lunch, so it has, like, Doritos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It has Doritos, Lay's, sour cream and onion, something else in there. I think it has Cheetos in it.
That's why. Like, just the plain Jane Cheetos, the nacho cheese Doritos.
The Cool Ranch Doritos as well.
Oh, those were your favorite.
They really are. I love them. 10 out of 10 every time.
I mean, they're all right.
Well, since Mother's Day just passed, this is something I've seen quite a few different people say something, and I want to get your perspective because I feel like you don't really care. And then I'll say mine. So people were talking, and I've seen it popped up a few times, that on Mother's Day, should you be celebrating, like, doing something with your partner who is the mother of your kids, if you're together, or doing something with your mom or doing something together, like on actual Mother's Day. And I'm just curious of your thoughts.
I think everybody's different. Some people are like some people really are like attached to their mom. Like, I almost feel like my cousin would go to my aunt's house with her kids and spend the day together.
Yes, I think for that. So, yes,
I think it just depends on you and like whatever you want to do that day. It's Mother's Day, so like literally do whatever you want.
Well, my question would be, as what would you think for like a husband to do? Like, let's say you and Kevin had human children. You know, you guys aren't a good example.
I was just about to say, I'm like, well, we don't got to really worry about that.
I hate you.
You brought it up.
So I think I'm torn on this. So I have two, because I never heard someone say that they were like, they framed it as you should be celebrating the mother that's actively raising kids. And I don't think that. I think you should. But if I do think like Mother's Day, like yesterday was for me and Jake, but I think in the future I would like maybe the Saturday before or the weekend before, me, his mom, my, like us all go to something. But I also think that it's not my responsibility to remind Jake to do something for his mom for Mother's Day. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? And I saw a lot of people were like, well, you should help your, and I'm like, well, no, like I want him, but I feel like your partner, and I would feel this way if Parker, like when he gets to be an adult and has a partner, you should be celebrating that person that day. That's not saying don't call your mom or whatever, but like if you're doing something, I don't necessarily think it should be on Mother's Day with that person if you're like an adult. So like Jake should, in my opinion, and whatever he wants to do is fine, but I would feel some type of way if it was like on Mother's Day and Jake was like, oh, I'm going to just go be with my mom today and like see ya. I'd be like, I birthed your whole ass child. But I do think there are a lot of people that like to do something all together. And I think I'm just very like more low key. Like I get overwhelmed, and I've now noticed that the baby's the same way of like, if it's too many people, I'm like, oh, fuck me. Even family, I'd be like, oh, there's a lot going on. Like I saw a meme not that long ago that it was like me going out to the plans that I had, me 2 minutes later being overwhelmed and deciding I want to go home. And I'm like, for real though. Like I'll be like, yeah, let's go out. And then I'm out and I'm like,
nah,
I just want to be home. But it was a curious one that I had heard, because I had never heard anyone say like, they need to be celebrating just the mother who's like active right now, like in like has a small child or your child under 18. I'm like, I don't think that. I think you should still celebrate your mother, but maybe that day be your partner and then do something of like a brunch or whatever.
I think it all depends.
Also thinking always a brunch is a great idea.
Oh my God. I haven't been to brunch in years.
Like, you are not going to lose with a brunch.
It's been so long.
Like, I feel like, I'm trying to think, when was the last time I went to, actually, I went to brunch the baby's first day of daycare.
Aw, cute.
Me and Jake went to brunch because we only had him a half day. Like, we let him go for a half day. So, it was our thing.
That's cute. I want to go to brunch and drink mimosas and then get lit, come home, and then just go to bed. Then I could probably sleep during the day.
That is, like, I remember this time Jackie and I had went to a brunch and, like, we were tore up and then we came back to my house and, like, took a nap. Best waking up after. Like, it's, you don't have the hangover. It was a very good time. I enjoyed it. 10 out of 10. Oh, I forgot to fucking tell you this before we get off. So, you know my water bottle that you and Jake kept making fun of me for because it's glass and everything?
I guess. I didn't make fun of you.
You said it was not practical because it wouldn't stay cold.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I didn't make fun of you for it. I'm just like, it's not going to be
cold. It felt like an attack. Anyways. So, walking into my house last week, and the handle comes undone.
No!
And it shattered on my porch.
Oh my God. At least it wasn't inside, am I right?
For real. So now I have the same one as Jake and just in a different color. But I was so upset because it didn't come for 2 days and I got really used to just having that big ass water bottle. So then I had to like keep refilling my water bottle and first world problems, you know, but I was just like, son of a bitch. I called Jake. I was like, my fucking water bottle broke. So mad. I
told you so.
I mean, low key kind of. You know, I was like, well, I'm just going to order the same one as you. Actually, he said, I know how you feel. Because remember how his, he lost it while he was working?
Oh, yeah, that is
worse. He was like, I do know how you feel. I feel your pain. And I was like, I mean, you just lost yours. My fucking chat. Like, my neighbor across the street, the one that we like. I mean, we like all my neighbors, but we talked to her. She was like, Tyler, are you okay? Because she heard it. And I was like, I'm fine. I was like, I'm just a little sad.
Just a baby bit sad.
Well, that is all I got this week. Maybe next week we'll have Courtney on for an episode, a follow-up. But otherwise, it's been real. I will text you, and you guys should like, subscribe, tune in next time. See ya.